Welcome to the Spout Route, where we spout about the news that everybody drinks at the well. My name's Kevin, and this is Christian. He's over here to my right. And if I go counterclockwise, I got Sarah, and then Jane, bring the pain, don't make it rain, Fancy Fawcett.
Kevin, it is so good to have you back in this room.
Thank you.
Yeah,
feels right.
You got a haircut?
Oh, did you?
I got them all cut.
Oh. All right, it's not good to have you back. It is not good to have you
Kevin
back.
Ate a half slobbery cookie from me.
Yes, I did.
I went to take a bite, but then I decided I didn't want to take a bite because I didn't want to eat it. And I handed it to Kevin and he ate it.
Well, because
joke's on you,
she didn't want it because it was too crunchy.
And slobber.
I like them crunchy.
You like your cookies crunchy?
Megan Jade,
I feel
also
like
does.
I'm making a video to like for you guys to study autistic people or something. So you like your cookies? I like my cookies crunchy. I like them even if there's some spit. I still like to eat them if they're crunchy.
Oh my god, it's really good.
Kevin, where have you been? Let's first start with that.
I've been at home.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Your kids Holden have been sick over the last couple of weeks and hasn't worked out for you to come out here. Yeah. So we've really missed you, all right?
Yep.
Well, good.
Okay, but pictures tell that you've been in like Disneyland or something?
No, we went to Gilroy Gardens yesterday.
Which is essentially Disneyland.
It's honestly, if you have kids, I'd say under 10.
Yeah. You're not talking
it's
to
the place
of us
to be,
in
huh?
here.
Go to Gilroy Gardens. It's awesome. Okay, or one day. Or If you wanted to go on a really elaborate date,
when Jane, we take out boys,
when you take boys out, and you want to go to Gilroy, it's a garden. So the original person that was there, he like fused trees together and he would braid them and stuff. So they have these gargantuan trees with the trunks like braided or twisted.
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm just saying.
It sounds awesome.
Four-year-old appreciate that?
No. He wants to go on the train. He wants to go. Did I mention I want to go on the train? I want to go on the train, Dad.
Kevin, how's the stand up going? It is what it is.
It's going.
Yeah. You've been getting lots of shows. I feel
like. Yeah, well, the place that I was doing it at closed down, which was horrible. The open mic place, and then so the last month has been kind of dry. But then, recently I've had a couple of shows. I got to get back.
55.
You did like 55. A hotel lobby.
No, the Sky Room at the Holiday Inn downtown.
What's the Sky Room?
Cool.
It's the ninth floor of the Holiday Inn downtown.
Okay.
And there's windows all the way around it, so it's gorgeous.
So you can see the sky.
Yeah.
Okay, and
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
I see how they put two and two together there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a room.
It's like a twist on words
in
or
the
something.
Sky. Yes. It's like a.
So you bombed there or you did pretty well?
I did okay.
You bombed it? What?
So did you suck or did you do okay? Yeah.
Did you reach for the stars there?
See what I did there?
I did remember how to do comedy though, because I got done. The first guy went up and he was really dry and dirty, and then I went up and for whatever reason I was really low energy.
Ah, gotcha.
Like didn't have your 5-hour energy shot.
Yeah, and I just, because I was, I don't know, I was just trying to be clever. I was like, I love coffee because it's a natural laxative, which is great because pooping the bed is never accepted. Which is a good joke, but you have to say it with a little more energy. Like all my
work
stuff,
on
stories.
The delivery.
No, I get it.
And then after me, another comedian went up and then he was like high energy and he was a guy that's been doing it for a long time. And I was like, That's right.
Yeah,
that's
what I have to be like do. That.
So. Hey, when I went and saw you a few weeks ago, month ago or whatever, I was real impressed with the Mad Hatter voice.
Well, thank you.
I really liked it.
It's my own birthday, too.
Speaking of birthdays, it's Sarah's birthday.
It is Sarah's birthday.
So really, tomorrow, which is Tuesday, who knows when you're listening to it, but November 13th, Sarah Ann Wells turns 26.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to dedicate this whole episode to Sarah. We're going to talk about Sarah in the Old Testament in our sermon discussion.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We're going to talk with one of your best friends as a surprise. And
it was
a surprise.
Well, it was a surprise. Yeah. Her name is Beth.
Uh-huh.
Can we play the song, Sarah?
What's the song?
Sarah.
I don't know if I know that song.
Sarah.
Well, in honor of Sarah, in honor of Sarah being on the show, Jane and I thought it'd be fun to pick musicals.
They're my
because
favorite.
Because you like musicals, correct?
That's However, all I listen to.
However, I picked musicals that I like, so.
Which is great. Let's make it about you, Christian.
Well, I just, if it's going to be somebody else's birthday, I'm going to make sure I steal the spotlight just
a
little
bit.
Yeah,
it's fine. Totally fine.
So this is an episode dedicated to you, Sarah, our favorite birthday co-host tomorrow, which the episode will air tomorrow.
On my birthday.
On your birthday. Mm-hmm. So, and so stay tuned for some sermon discussions, not about Sarah in the Old Testament, but we will talk about the sermon on the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15. Also, we'll talk with Beth. We'll play some musical music. And Kevin, it is great to have you back.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back, Jim.
Stay tuned.
I think probably for most of us, we would probably say, well, when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, I don't struggle over that. I think most of us in this room would probably say, yeah, I do believe that Jesus died for my sins and was buried and rose from the dead. I don't have a problem with believing the resurrection of the dead. But let me just throw this out to us. Are we still having a problem really grasping the truth of what that really means? I think especially the resurrection of the dead, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, do we really understand what that fully means in our life, that part of the gospel? For me, I think if somebody asked me at some point in my life, hey, why, you know, tell me the gospel, I would have said, Jesus died for our sins. That's the gospel. And? Oh, yeah, he rose from the dead. Okay, why did he rise from the dead? Well, because if he didn't rise from the dead, he'd be dead, and we'd be following a dead guy. So, is that why? Or is there more to it than that?
That is a clip from this past week's sermon. If you didn't know who that was talking extremely fast, it was P.J. Lewis, who we've had on the show many times before.
Pastor John.
Yeah, Pastor John got to talk about the resurrection. And he went through, correct me if I'm wrong here, guys, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 22.
Correct.
But I feel like all of 15 deals with the resurrection. So I think we're just sectioning it off for the next couple weeks. But he dealt with 1 through 22. And one of the things I appreciated about his sermon right off the bat was that he read 1 through 22 first. So he did like a 5-minute intro piece and then read all 22 chapters and then
verses
and then started to break it down, which I appreciated about.
Break it down. Sorry.
You gonna interrupt me, Sarah?
No, keep going. It's her birthday. Okay, do what you want. Do what I want.
No, but I appreciated that. Sometimes we go verse by verse, which is great, but it's also good to get the whole story and then break it down after you get the whole story. And I appreciated that about it. But we're going to just not talk about resurrection today, and we're just going to go back to tongues, because that's more fun to talk about.
No.
What?
And we haven't talked enough about it.
Yeah,
All done.
So it was good for a new change of pace, at least for the next couple of weeks, just to talk about really the gospel, really talk about resurrection. And one of the things that he hit on, and you could see in that clip as well, is we say, yes, I believe the gospel. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, or, you know, like, even if we were to talk about like, well, why do you believe in Jesus Christ? Well, he died for our sins. But sometimes what we miss is the second half of that story, which is, but he was also raised from the dead. And that was something that these people in the church couldn't necessarily grasp. And so he was, in a sense, making sure they understood, no, this guy really rose from the dead. And that is just as essential to the part of the story as him dying for our sins. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an overview. Sounds like everybody here, you guys all took notes except for me and Sarah. So clearly,
everybody here, Kev. Yep. We're everybody.
Yeah.
I took notes.
So, yeah, go for it, guys. Any thoughts, any ideas come from it?
Well, PJ read it from something called the Bible.
Oh, okay.
That's what I wrote down here.
Yep. You looked up and you're like, I need to look on Amazon if they sell this thing called the Bible.
It's out there. I didn't write a lot of detailed notes. I literally started writing and then I was like, I can't get the thought is what you just said. Like the premise is was the sermon. It just kind of hounding on it is that, people are like, oh yeah, I know Jesus, good guy. Yeah, totally. Totally. And he died. Yeah, no, that's fine. He raised, well, you know,
tit for tat.
And you're just like, no, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. But that's how the same way it is today. Everybody says, If you're getting a religious discussion, most people, especially if they're from other religions or they're accepting of some type of supernatural thing, will say, yeah, Jesus is great. Yeah, he's awesome. And then you're like, well, yeah, he's like the son of God.
Right.
And he rose from the dead. They're like, I don't know if I believe that, but, you know, that's why we all have our own beliefs. And do you want to go get some Jamba Juice?
Mm-hmm. That's the Western world's view. And I think people in the Church of Corinth believe a very similar thing of just like, we can't necessarily conceptualize or wrap our minds around somebody coming back to life 3 days later. Mm-hmm. That's just not something that our Western minds can handle or think. Like, I remember there's a movie that came out, I don't know, 5 years ago called Religulous, and it was by a guy named Bill Maher, and he's kind of a, what would you say, like a pretty devout atheist, basically.
Yeah.
And the point of the movie was to just show people, well, one of the interesting things I saw in is, there's lots of stories written about good people 2,000 years ago, really good people that did a lot of great things. And the story of Jesus can sometimes, you could say, well, you insert in anybody's name 2,000 years ago, and there's plenty of stories of people on earth who did really good things and who died doing really good things, who told great stories. There's lots of myth behind them. But the difference between Jesus's story and all these other people's story is that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later, and yet most people's brains can't rack around that fact. Mm-hmm. And so that was something I found interesting was most atheists, that's kind of where the brick hits the wall. I don't know what the analogy is.
Rubber
hits the road. Yeah. It's kind of like just like it stops there. It
comes to a screeching halt.
So yeah. Comes to a screeching halt in the sense like, well, that doesn't happen. So he's just another guy that did a lot of good things on earth. So,
which I would love to talk to someone, those beliefs, because if you don't believe everything that he said, how can you think he was even a good, like, oh, he's a good teacher. He did great things, but he also claimed to be God. So if he's lying, then he's either a liar. Who's the author that says Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just kind of pick and choose what you want to believe from Jesus, because if you don't believe everything that he said, then you believe he's a liar or you believe he's crazy. So
yeah, but I think that, like, Adam Carolla, a podcast I sometimes listen to, he is a known atheist or whatever, but he knows, based on just growing up in our world, that Jesus Christ is known as a good guy. Mm-hmm. And he did good things. Whether you believe in him or not, that's beside the point. The most people know in the United States about Jesus, it's just that they don't believe in him. And when they hear the word Jesus, they go, okay, he's a good guy. If you're a non-believer, you enter into a church feeling already like, oh, I need to be quiet to respect these people's belief in Jesus or whatever. Yeah. Or you just get this view of Jesus was a really good guy that did great things on earth. But the missing link is kind of the death, burial, and resurrection that people can't grasp entirely. And
I think something that PG was talking about that I really appreciated was that the gospel isn't just for non-believers who are learning about it for the first time, but it's for us every day.
Yeah.
And I think that as believers, we forget how the resurrection applies to us every day. Because without the resurrection, we wouldn't be free from sin. We wouldn't be able to say no to sin. You know, there's a lot of different ways that applies to us. So I like that he brought that up.
Because he even talked about how in verse 2 it says that it's being saved, how it talks about having been saved, but continually every day being saved as well.
Mm-hmm.
I really like, too, how he talked about how in the book of 1 Corinthians, how the first 14 chapters were, this is how you should live. And then chapter 15, he said that it's like 1 through 14, the most important things you can do is love. But chapter 15 was the most important thing you can believe is the resurrection.
Right. Hmm.
I liked that. It's like, okay, practical, practical, practical. This is... You love, you love, you love, you love. But the reason why we love is because of the resurrection, because of Christ coming and dying. And I just thought that was cool how all that leading up to it is all about love. But then this is the perfect example of someone who loves you.
Well, I was just going to say, if you go back to the very beginning of 1 Corinthians and kind of some of the first couple chapters of it, it's very Christ-centric, gospel-centric in the sense of Christ died for us. Christ loves us. Christ died for our sins. Talking about writing this letter to this church, make sure you guys understand you're forgiven by God. All this kind of goes through this series of love one another. You know, you have freedoms, but that doesn't necessarily mean you should act on those things. Ending his book with 15 and 16 really talk about, but make sure you don't forget the resurrection, because it is that, it's kind of the missing link to the whole book as a whole, you know?
Yeah. Because without the resurrection, we wouldn't be able to obey. We wouldn't be able to even please God if he hadn't died and risen again.
Yeah, and the whole part too of how he says, if it's not the case that Jesus rose, then all of this is for in vain. The life that I'm living, the things that I'm saying to you are in vain. And I liked that part. Just, it's like confirmation of why we do what we do.
And I think that... I don't know. PJ didn't necessarily touch on this, but the resurrection was also, there's so many, like the resurrection was what even led to the church of Corinth in the first place. Jesus had to get back to his disciples and kind of explain to them what to do, because there was this moment where these kind of, you know, 11 people at this point, because Judas had just killed himself, is kind of like, we don't know what to do. We don't have any direction. And I don't know if Jesus not returned, these people probably would have thought, well, I'm just going to guess, just sit here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so there's the part of like, yes, he still lives. He still lives in our hearts forever. But then there's the other part of the Bible would have just stopped. Do you know what I mean? Like, and there would have been no churches. There would have been no book of Acts. You know, like there wouldn't have been anything without Christ's, resurrection, in the sense of he came back to tell his people, hey, it's time to get out there. You know what I mean?
And yeah. And PJ said, then it wouldn't be all of this that he was claiming to be wouldn't be true. And our sins wouldn't be forgiven.
Right. Because it'd just be another guy saying, hey, I did this for you guys.
Yeah. I really like too, how he brought up in verse 20, it says, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And I loved the picture that he used of the lemon tree, because I never have thought of it this way, of how first fruits is proof that there's more to come. Mm-hmm. And how he was talking about, you know, when you get that one lemon and you're like, yeah, I got one lemon, and you like use it or whatever. And then you're like, I got 20 billion lemons. I got to give them away. And how that one lemon is like, all right, it's coming. Like, it happened here. It's going to happen again. And how that is so, like, that just makes me feel so excited, because it's like, I'm part of that fruit. Like, Christ is the very first one to do it, but I'm going to do it too. And like, I'm going to be resurrected one day and have new life and all this. And I don't know. It just was cool, like, to make me remember, like, this is going to happen to me too. It's not just Christ.
I think it was good to also do communion at the end.
So cool.
And it, you know, I know we strategically plan out when we do communion, but it was just refreshing to do that. We've just been talking about some heavier stuff over the last couple weeks, some stuff that's like, all right, let's move forward. But this was just, thank you. Reflect on why I'm here. What's the purpose in this whole thing, you know? Yeah. And it just continued to, you know, continue to remind me of my mission and my mm-hmm. goal here on this earth. And I was just one of those, like, I definitely needed to hear it, you know? And yeah, it just, that's what I think I like about The Well, is that when we talk about this stuff, the resurrection, Christ, all the above, it's just very refreshing, mm-hmm. you know?
I think it's cool too, even to look at it, even how we have just kind of been feeling that heaviness of disunity between the gifts, and how one group believes one thing and another believes another, and how even for us to feel like, oh, we're back to something that we can all agree on.
Right.
And just even putting that in the sense of, like, that's got to be how the Corinthians felt too, mm-hmm. of like,
sure.
No, I believe this. No, I believe this. We can't agree, but then there's this one thing that we can all agree on, and that's the resurrection. And I think that it's cool just to even see, like, firsthand how even in here, like, you hear, like, the yes, that we're done with gifts. Now we're on the resurrection, something that we can all agree on. Just hearing, like, things lighten up a little bit. And
right.
I wonder if that's kind of how it felt in Corinth too, where it's like, okay, finally,
sure,
we're done with that.
And he even said at the beginning of the chapter in verse 3, he said, this is of first importance is Christ died and resurrected. Yep. Then mm-hmm. he goes and says it. And I like that after, like, all this stuff of, you know, rebuke or, you know, disunity or whatever, he says, but this is the most important thing, mm-hmm. that Christ right. died. Mm-hmm.
PJ came on the Spoutcast a couple weeks ago, like, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago? Mm-hmm, yeah. And we told him, hey, you know, need to boost up your comedy game up there. And I felt like no jokes, you know?
It's all serious stuff.
It's all serious stuff. Yeah. And so this past
We're
week.
The jokes. We're the jokes on resurrection.
BJ was in the staff meeting not in the staff meeting. We were sitting eating lunch together, and he's like, dude, I don't have any resurrection jokes. And I just thought, yeah, I don't have any resurrection.
Probably not appropriate.
Yeah, probably not that appropriate and stuff. And so it was just, it was funny because PJ's been on the Spout. He took that into consideration. He thought about it. But I know that PJ really listens to the Spout after he taught. And so he listened to this. He's mm-hmm. probably going to listen to just this one section. Mm-hmm. What I thought would be funny is, this is now after the fact, but we should have, like, just made fun of PJ in the very beginning. And then no, but PJ, I know you're listening. It was excellent to hear. And everything, kind of what Jane is just saying, it was just really, really, really refreshing from, I think, not only my standpoint, but I was with Andrew File this morning working out. And Andrew said he talked to a few different people that were like, it's just refreshing to move past totally. What we were talking about and talk about something that we can all, like you said, agree on.
We can all agree on.
There was a gal that came yesterday for the very first time, and I think she's new to even, like, she went to church as a young person, but not at all since, like, being, like, over 10. Yeah. And I thought this was, like, the perfect day for her to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all.
Good. Well, PJ, we very much appreciate your teaching gift.
I like him.
Man. Yeah, I like PJ too.
Every time, like, when you watch a movie and somebody gets drunk in the movie and they go over and they're like, man, I like you, man. Like,
that's your feeling?
That's how I feel
about
PJ.
All the time, though.
When I see PJ, it just gives me that joyous intoxication.
I think PJ is a great compliment to Brad, and I told Brad that the other day. It's one of those things where Brad has the ability to what he would consider, he would say, throw heat. That's what we say at The Well, or bring the wood. I never understand that. They say that many times.
Yeah. You were dropping some heat in the bathroom earlier today.
But PJ comes across very gentle-hearted, gentle spirit, mm-hmm. and it's just like, it's very refreshing.
It's
genuine.
Yeah. Not that Brad isn't, but he just has a way of...
They complement each other very well. It's good cop, bad cop almost. And
Mom and dad.
Yeah, mom and dad for sure. PJ's the mom.
Yeah. Sorry, PJ.
Oh, we love you, PJ. Well, hey, thanks for listening. And up next, a little birthday chat with Beth Nicoletto.
My girl.
Your girl. Your previous roommate, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So hopefully she'll share some good stories, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that and enjoy some more musicals. Tell us you need us, 'cause we're the ship on fools. Welcome back, and we are here with, this was sort of a surprise, right? Sarah,
yes,
you did not know.
I didn't know.
This episode is dedicated to Sarah's birthday, if you
it's
haven't already heard.
It's her birthday episode.
Yeah,
yay.
So we brought in one of her friends, Beth Nicoletto. Beth, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yep. How's everyone?
Great.
Great.
Now, Beth, early Spoutcast days, I felt like you listened to a couple episodes, right?
True.
Okay.
You emailed in your one and why
there
quite a
go.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah, but then Beth kind of, you know, one
did
thing led to another.
Did you like the Spoutcast? What?
No, Beth did not like the Spoutcast. Beth was, I would say, very vocal about your hatred towards this.
Sarah!
You even hated it?
No, I would not go as far as to say that.
You hated it a little bit.
No, there were other things I needed to listen to.
Like what?
Well, like Bible on CD.
Like
oh,
the
my
help
gosh.
On
okay, audio.
Yeah,
but my
wait,
friends on
speaking
help.
Of,
study.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of Bible app, last night during the five, I had my, no, this is really funny. Oh, I had my iPad to use it for my Bible, and I accidentally pushed the play button, and all of a sudden, the Bible app
oh, starts
guy
reading to you.
Starts reading yeah. during the middle
that's
of service.
Right.
He's a scary man. I listened to Exodus for a while.
So Beth, you were an early Spoutcaster, but then you
move it along.
Yeah, but then you kind of you faded away over the years, and but that's all right. You know, we forgive you.
This,
but we decided to bring you on because we know you and Sarah have a long history together.
It's true.
How long have you guys known each other?
March 24th, 2007 is when we met.
Is that a real date?
That's a real date because it was JT's birthday.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh.
And so that's when we met.
So you, how'd you guys meet?
Thomas.
We met at
JTT.
Starbucks. I got interviewed. She was on a panel.
Yeah, there was a group of us that were all going to live together. And then there was this random girl, Beth, who also needed a place to live. And she was like a friend.
And I went to the well.
She was so we prayed for her soul for a while.
Did you really?
Because Sarah
probably.
Went to River Park.
I
gotcha.
Went to River Park. So we all met her at Starbucks. And we had to interview her to see if we could handle living with her. And she looked and she saw that I had rainbows on. And she was like, oh, you wear rainbows? We're going to be friends. And we were all really intimidated by her because she had lip ring and like red streaked
hair. There
ain't
nothing wrong with a girl with a lip ring.
No, it's true.
So you were kind of the swing vote to get all these people over to the well, I'm guessing.
She did start
for
it
sure.
All.
Because I feel like the well has been, maybe you and Joey Parker, because I heard Joey Parker was early on well guy as well,
Sarah's
correct?
Been following Joey Parker.
Yeah,
you were
Beth,
before
Beth
Joey?
Was before
so
yeah,
you guys, you went to, did you ever go to River Park Bible or no?
No, I went there. I just visited a couple
okay.
of services.
And then how'd you land at the well?
My brother. He
Your
was
brother?
Here. Yeah, my brother Aaron. He was here. And he recruited me and I started coming and then I was a regular.
And then
she
you brought
recruited
half
the whole
of
house.
River Park
over.
Yeah. Church.
That's right. You're welcome.
Yep.
I feel like the more and more people I interact with, especially in student ministries, and it's a small world, but a lot of them, oh, yeah, I came from River Park,
It's just such a good church.
Yeah.
River Park is a great church.
It is. It's
so
really
you and you brought them all over.
I did. I converted their souls.
Way to go. Way to go.
Yeah.
So you guys met at Starbucks, and then forever we're friends from that point on.
Yep. Then we moved in together, and then we moved houses and we shared the master bedroom for quite a while.
Wow.
And so we were like roommates.
Yeah. You get to know a lot about a person living in the same room with them. Yeah.
How's Sarah as a roommate? Jane's lived with Sarah, but not a roommate.
Sarah is a wonderful roommate.
Is that a lie? Like
no.
You lie about not hating the Spoutcast?
No.
Okay.
I don't hate the Spoutcast. No, Sarah was a wonderful roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's quirky. You know, everyone's got their quirks.
So
I have my
poop.
Quirks and stuff.
We didn't
fight
or anything.
So wait, how long ago was this? Because you're married.
Get real in here.
Yeah.
You're
we
married.
We lived together up until she got married.
And
well, there's a year that you were in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
But even then, I still visited.
Mount Hermon stuff?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So all in all, we're in a room here, and this is a private forum. Nobody listens to this anyways.
Okay.
Sarah, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a roommate was she? Serious.
Serious?
Well, what goes into this scale?
There's a lot of genres. There's a lot of categories here.
Okay.
Like cleanliness.
No, just all in all together.
Okay, overall, I would give her, I don't know.
6.
10 out of 10.
You're a liar.
Now, there are, because, you know, I'm a very gracious person.
Yeah.
So, and
are
I,
you a
I
clean
put up
person?
With a lot. No, I like things organized.
Okay.
I would say, what? Am I a clean person?
No, keep going.
Clean.
I'm just interested.
No,
this is great.
She's quirky. Everyone's got their quirks.
Wait, tell me.
Yeah, what's
what
a quirk?
What are some quirks? Well,
I mean, she's a diabetic.
Well, there you go. There's that. Board I remember waking up to Pam going crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you see, Sarah, she had very little boundaries when it came to hygiene.
Oh.
No,
just listen.
Sarah?
Hold on. If Sarah misplaced her toothbrush, it was fine if she used mine.
Oh. Okay.
We were close. She's used my toothbrush once.
On accident. I mean, Beth on purpose.
Right.
And I'd like,
she's like, oh, I don't have it. I'll just use Beth.
Beth, I'm using your toothbrush.
Now, you're not okay with that, though.
Well, I feel like there's a line.
Okay. I was not okay with it.
Yeah.
Jane was on accident.
It was one of these.
Yeah.
Sarah,
where's my toothbrush wet?
Okay, so you could tolerate her quirkiness, I guess.
I did. I tolerated.
But at a certain point, Beth, you got married, and your husband's name is
Garrett.
She couldn't handle it anymore. Yeah. She did give me, or maybe it was when you moved out. At one point, she gave me a present of everything that I borrowed from her all the time, and she just ended up giving it to me because I stole it.
Deodorant,
most of the time.
Toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap,
some
clothes,
shirts, some earrings.
This is the real deal right here.
Some sweatpants.
Now, Garrett, your husband, is he a better roommate than Sarah or a worse roommate than Sarah?
Ooh, that's tough. That's different. Different category. Girls and boys are totally different.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Garrett smells different.
Yeah.
Let's hope he does different things.
And you are now recently going to be having a kid, correct?
Recently, uh-huh.
Well, recently got
now.
recently got pregnant, and now you're going to have a kid.
It's true. Just a few days. Time is ticking.
A few days?
Yeah.
This could be our first Spoutcast birth.
Yeah. Kevin decided he would be the one to give birth.
Deliver the baby.
Thankful for him.
You guys can tell I've never had kids.
If
you have the baby on the Spoutcast before me, it'll be so ticked off.
I want to do it first.
So are you excited for that? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I went to your guy-girl party. What do you call that?
Yeah, the gender reveal.
Yeah, so can you reveal on this episode what the baby
is? Sure, it's going to be a baby girl.
Baby girl.
Did you think it was going to be a girl or did you think it was going to be a boy?
I thought it was going to be a boy just because there's all kinds of old wives' tales about, you know, first trimesters like this, if you're going to have a boy or girl. And I had a really easy first trimester. Mm. So I thought, oh, man, I'm not being pumped full of crazy estrogen hormone. We must be having a boy.
Mm. So maybe you're just kind of a low maintenance girl.
I will say your gender party, what do we call it?
Yeah, gender.
Okay, it was a little confusing because some of the cupcakes, right. So there was a cupcake thing. Sarah, were you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody got a
Bob,
cupcake.
You were there.
And inside the cupcake was either pink filling or blue filling.
Right.
But somehow the blue filling ones got made and passed out.
Yeah.
And so
this is her energizer. She just wanted people to be confused.
Yeah.
Oh, so you knew this was happening.
Yeah. So it was like, she made like 40 cupcakes and I said, okay, now I don't know the gender, but put, you know, 30 of the real color in there and then 10 like oddballs. And so she did.
Everybody was thoroughly
you should have put in
confused.
Some purples.
I know.
We all thought, what is going on? Are you having twins?
What
is like? And nobody really understood. And so it was kind of like this big reveal was like, we don't know what it is. Yeah.
did you know or that was you and Garrett finding out too?
Yeah, that we found out that day.
Okay.
When everybody else did
mm-hmm. at the party.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we didn't know.
Except the baker. She knew.
Except the baker, a friend of mine.
The baker of the cupcakes.
Yep.
Yes.
Gotcha.
The filler of the filling.
I'm getting
what
it now.
What kind of baker would it have been?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, lots
kind
of different bakers. Mr. Baker, Mrs. Baker.
Brandon Baker was over there.
Yeah.
He knew. He was the only one.
I have good friends, bakers.
He's clairvoyant.
That's right.
Now, Beth, you strike me as a competitive person.
Oh, do I?
Well, I'm just curious. Are you a competitive person?
Yeah, just slightly.
What inside?
Why you want to race?
No, I seem to remember a while back. I don't remember where we were at, but you were getting highly competitive with a group of us people. We were at Kim's house for Brian's surprise party.
Yes.
And what were we playing? The pass around game.
Yeah, catchphrase.
Catchphrase. And I thought, wow, Beth's quite competitive. I know that about you. What makes you so competitive? What's the drive?
Oh, pride.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I cannot lose, and I will not lose. It's 'cause I'm good at everything.
There's a card game that we play, and Meg and Jade also used to live with us, and we play this all the time, and there was throwing of cups filled with things, Megan on the ground kicking and screaming, practically crying, Beth yelling. Like, it gets intense.
Were you
card game.
Oh, pshaw.
Were you an older sister?
No, I'm a younger sister. Okay. Aaron's my older brother. And so anything Aaron did, I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it better.
Aaron Nicoletto is well known. Aaron
Bartlett.
Bartlett, sorry. That's okay. He's well known here at the Well.
I know. I'm known as Aaron's little sister.
Oh, you are? I don't know.
I think Aaron might be more competitive than you.
Yeah. I know.
Because he'll be like, hey, how's it going today, man? I'm like, ah, nothing. Just got a new red sweater. He's like, yeah, I had that red sweater like 2 years ago. And you're like, what? It's just my sweater. He's like, yeah, I actually named the name of that clothing. And I came up with the word sweater because it made you sweat.
Like the SNL skit, the one upper.
Oh, yeah.
I
have a salad bar in my car.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a great sketch. Yeah. He plays bass. Yes.
At the Clovis campus.
Yes.
And he's one of our tithe guys.
Do you guys get along with each other?
We do. We've been really close for a long time. I think we had like 1 year of hating each other when maybe he was in high school and I was still in junior high. And then after that, we have just been like.
How long have you been at the Well total? If in 2007 you were looking for a roommate.
Yeah, I was here. I moved here to Fresno in 2005. So
wow.
I started.
From where?
From San Luis Obispo.
Slow, huh? What'd you do in Slow?
I just.
Live the dream,
much.
Huh?
Live the dream. No, I was going
to
take
a volleyball class.
I took a volleyball class.
You went to college there?
I did. Just for a semester. Yeah.
Where'd you go before that?
I went to Cal Baptist in Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, but I applied to Fresno State and to SLO, and I got into Fresno State, so I came here.
Gotcha. Can I tell a funny story about Beth at Cal Baptist?
Let's make sure we're
this is clean. This is good. Her and
hold on. Did you have a dark side to you back in the day?
Oh gosh. Okay.
Are you sure?
We'll tell. Yeah. Okay, this story is not from the dark ages, but she has also a really good friend who's very tall and very very like. Stick thin, and for Halloween 1 year,
you can say it's me.
It's Christian. No, for Halloween 1 year, they thought that just like in high school that you get dressed up like, you know, it's what you do at school. And so they came on Halloween to class dressed up as Mario and Luigi. And
you were Mario?
No one else was dressed up.
Yeah, no one
except so them. Funny. So they went to class as Mario and Luigi.
So I remember hearing about you and the tall skinny girl.
Oh, okay.
When we worked at Hume together. Well, I
the
came
tall skinny
on,
girl.
Like,
her name's
right.
Megan.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know if you were keeping that.
No, I just
secret identity for some reason.
Yep. It was Social Security number.
When you guys worked at Hume together as lifeguards, that you used to one of you used to lead the other around like you were blind.
Oh yeah, we did that. We did a lot of dumb things.
They were very well known at Hume. Megan and Beth. That was all you needed to know.
Okay, Megan and Beth. Mm-hmm. Now, Beth, you are having a girl. Do you have a name for this girl?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Christian.
No.
I know.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the name?
Kevin.
Now that I believe. This is a good one.
What's the name? Okay.
You sensing the pattern?
Beth.
It's a secret.
Oh, you're keep. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I wasn't sensing the pattern.
Picking that up. Okay.
No, I wasn't. So,
From
this point on, you're a teacher currently. Right now, are you going to continue on with teaching, or you're going to feel it out, or see?
You
what
mean
happens?
Indefinitely, or this year?
Yeah. What's the game plan for the future?
What's a 20-year plan?
What's the 2-year plan?
Yeah, 2-year plan. Stay in teaching.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know if I'll go back to that school. I might, but. Depends on where the Lord leads me, I guess. But I do enjoy teaching.
Okay.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. And what grades do you teach right now?
I teach high school. Science.
High school kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cool kids.
She's really scientific.
I know.
She,
I fake it.
Like, if she could choose anything to watch on TV all day, most people would choose, you know, their favorite TV show or whatever. She would choose Discovery Health.
Sure.
Discovery Health.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Or Planet Earth or Blue Planet. Mm-hmm. Something
so
like
what you're teaching more like... Not like biology or chemistry. You're teaching like science of the earth and the planets and things like that.
Yes, actually teach both. So I have one section of biology, which I love. That's like what I got my degree in and my credential. And then I do have 5 sections of earth science that I teach. So like astronomy, meteorology, oceanography.
And she spent a couple years at Mount Hermon being an outdoor
science ed. Oh, you do the outdoor education thing there? Mm-hmm. That's
cool.
She's
a naturalist. So took kids on hikes and made
them kiss. So you believe in evolution?
Ooh, good question.
That is a good question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your thoughts?
Well, that's a fine line. I mean, the truth is being a science teacher and being a believer is hard, especially under the education system right now.
Currently,
you
yes.
You know, you make your choices of what you say and what you don't say, but I just choose to say this is what your textbook says.
Gotcha.
That's
okay.
What I do in the cell phone industry also.
this is what your user manual says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's your user manual.
Trying to get my personal beliefs.
Does that bother you at all or no, not really?
I think I make it fairly clear that I have other beliefs.
Opinions. And do kids come up to you and say, what else do you believe?
Absolutely.
Or no? Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And what do you respond with? Are you allowed to say anything?
Well, if they ask, I'm allowed to say whatever.
So the rule is that you're not allowed to say anything publicly, but if privately they come to you and
ask. Sure.
But do ask, do tell.
Have you seen the movie Here Comes the Boom?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay. This is no big deal. But
okay.
Kevin James is a teacher in it, and I believe he teaches science in it. And it's great.
Do you ever watch Big Bang Theory on ABC?
Yeah, I've seen that one
She
time.
Watches Fringe.
Oh, which is a really that weird is such a crazy movie. Show.
It's scientific, you know. It's like
so cool.
Crazy science. I know.
Do you think there's really a wormhole into it?
Totally.
So you're not are you a MythBusters fan or?
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Beth, I had no idea about you.
Really?
Yeah.
She's kind of nerdy.
I have a nerdy side.
Yeah,
I know it's.
What about science
and
drew you to it?
Almost fluent in Spanish.
Oh. Un poquito.
Yeah.
What drew you to science?
Say it in Spanish.
Well, actually, when I was in high school, it was my biology teacher. He just drew out this new realm to me. And I think the more he tried to prove that evolution existed and that, you know, the human body and all this stuff is we came from all these, you know, unicellular organisms, it had the opposite effect on me. I thought, wow, what a creator that I serve, you know, who came up with this stuff.
So you would like those side conversations that you get with kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to give that up over the years.
No, that'd be a tough decision for me, definitely.
Well, maybe, Beth, you could come back on the show once you name your kid officially.
Oh, is that really bothering you?
A little bit.
Because we were talking about my job, and then you went back to the name.
Well, it's kind of it's in my brain a little bit, so.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, you know. I'm not going to tell you what kind of kid we're having either.
Okay.
What kind?
How many different kinds are there?
Well, it could be a blue or a pink.
So are you saying Lacey's pregnant?
Lacey's not pregnant. Trust me, you would know. We're not a secretive family. Beth and Lacey, you guys are in a life group, Bible study, morning Bible study.
We're in a wife group.
And it's kind of your fault.
It's like saying life group.
We're off the radar.
With a speech impediment.
Wife group. It's your fault, I believe, that makes everybody wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, correct?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, my wife, I love her dearly, but she has a hard time waking up.
She does.
And this is how we have a one car garage, but it fits two cars. I can't show you like
one behind the other.
File.
And I come home on Tuesday night from junior high group and pull my car behind her car. And she will refuse in the morning. She's like, I'm not moving your car. So you have to wake up before me or you have to do it late at night when I come home at like 10 o'clock at night. So I get up at 5 o'clock as well.
Wow.
You know, just wish you guys the best.
Can you guys meet later now that you're on maternity leave?
Definitely. That's the plan.
That's the game plan,
I bet
huh?
They're excited.
Well, Beth, how about you come on the show and tell us the real name of the baby after
the real name.
She is born, okay?
Are you... I gotta know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're rapping. Are you wrapping it up?
I am.
Oh, are you scared about having a baby?
Of course.
Are you doing
it natural?
That is... I have the best intentions.
To do it natural?
Yes.
Do you think you'll get angry?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be one of these, Garrett, honestly, don't ever touch me again.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I say all this. I think, honestly, it's going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah?
Oh, it's not going to hurt.
I'll bring you some cake at the
it's
end.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Have them stab you in the spine with a needle.
Well, my girlfriend, she did say that it's like a mixer. Someone is shoving a mixer into your abdomen and then turning it on. And I thought, well, that's really graphic.
A mixer?
And painful.
Like a cement mixer? Drink?
No, a hand.
A hand mixer. Like a blender.
Hand mixer in the kitchen. You know, the hand mixer.
Yeah, and she wasn't she was planning on being natural, too. And then she tapped out and said, give me the drugs. So
we'll see.
I don't imagine you getting drugs. I think you're going to do it natural.
Me and Jane were telling each other jokes while she was having, like, push. She's like, oh, yeah. Don't be too pushy. And then, like.
Did she do it naturally?
The baby came out. No, it was the epidural.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
We'll see. When is the official due date?
The 21st.
of November.
Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. 6 days away.
So oh that, my
gosh. 9 days away.
So you could have a Thanksgiving baby.
You
can finally have something to say that what you're thankful for on Thanksgiving.
Finally.
Have something.
I haven't been thankful this whole year.
You can have a real
I think it's going to happen this week, like in the next couple days.
Sarah really wants you to have her on her birthday, which is tomorrow, Beth. Yeah. So,
what's the date of your birthday?
It is November tomorrow. 17th. Just kidding. It's the 13th.
November 13th. Okay.
So you could technically have 11:59 baby tomorrow night and still be the 13th, right?
That's true. So would you be okay with that?
Is it when the entire baby is completely out of you, then that's what the time, or just...
I think it's the first breath.
Oh, okay.
Really? I don't know that.
That would make sense. To me.
I have no idea.
I mean...
Because, well...
It's also Garrett's mom's birthday on Thursday.
Oh, so we're shooting for that one?
If it's Thursday, then it's a really good birthday present for grandma.
Well, my birthday's December 31st, so you could just wait.
You know what you're going to get on your birthday?
A hug holder?
No. Well, yeah, you can. You're going to get a casserole, an egg casserole.
Beth makes great egg bakes, and I love egg bakes.
Well, hey, Beth, we are excited for you. Thanks for coming on the show. And Sarah, you know, you should, you know, not be so mean to Beth.
I really don't know why she said I got a 10 out of 10 on the roommate thing. Because, I mean, I woke you up lots of time. I mean, there's just...
I think she's being rather nice.
She's being a little nice. All right. Yeah.
Girls okay, so 5 fakers. Out of 10 then.
All right. So, yeah. All right, Beth, thanks for coming on. And we'll make sure we give an update on the Spoutcast as to what the name of the baby...
The girl.
Oh, I thought you were going to maybe say it. All right.
Baby Christian.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks. Bye.
We are back with the birthday girl. Welcome back to the birthday show.
I was going to steal it.
I know.
And then you stole it.
I saw both of you open your mouth to go, and I...
You took the initiative.
Took it.
Yep.
Now, Sarah, are you a big birthday person or no?
Oh, yeah.
I do love birthdays.
Oh, you do like birthdays. I'm not a... Could care less.
I feel like this is the first year that it isn't as big of a deal, and maybe 26. So maybe it's just like the getting older 26. thing, but I mean I love birthdays, but I feel like compared to years past, it's a little bit less. But
I don't know, you had your girls go out to dinner. Went over to your apartment.
Internally, I'm not like oh my god, it's my birthday.
Have we officially told the Spoutcast listeners that we don't live together anymore?
I think we have.
What happened?
It was a month ago that Sarah moved out.
Yeah. Jane just kept like.
Where do you live now? Address.
I live in apartments by the office with Jordana Siebert.
Not for much longer. Soon to be Jordana Kaiser.
Yeah, she's
so if anyone's looking for.
Moved out to live with somebody who you're gonna have to move out.
Yeah, and that we knew that going into it.
What happens if our email just floods this next week? Hey Sarah, I need a roommate to live with. I need somebody to live with me.
Then there will be an interview process.
Like the one she did with Beth.
Yeah, Starbucks. I take them all to Starbucks.
That's right.
And yeah,
couple things. I did not want to. Basically go without the show without saying what the music was, because I feel like it'd be very out of context if there wasn't an explanation.
Give the shows.
So the movie Hairspray is one of the songs.
Okay, yeah.
And there is I guess nobody has heard of it other than Kevin, but a couple years ago, Outkast, the rap group, they did a musical called Idlewild.
A rap group. There are a couple of performing gentlemen that do sing song poems.
over hip hop drum beats.
That's right. And then also, there's Rent, the soundtrack to Rent.
From the movie. That.
From the movie,
not
Rent.
From the original cast, from the original. Which is fine.
And then also.
Oh, boy.
I have both.
Nerd also, the other song I believe is, wow, I'm drawing a blank.
From Rock of Ages. Oh,
Rock of Ages, the movie that came out. That was a horrible movie, but this song.
Movie.
Yeah, really bad. But this song was really, really, really good.
I did, when I was in London, I walked by the theater many times that Rock of Ages is playing at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we got an email this past week.
Oh.
And I.
From Dale Norris, I bet.
Not from Dale Norris. No? Dale Norris is still not allowed back on the show because. As of right now, more people have listened to previous episodes than Dale's episodes. So, but I don't know how to say this person's name. So it's Kyanr.
Kyanr. Kyanr.
Kyanr.
Connor. Connor.
Connor.
Maybe Connor.
Whatever.
Whatever. Cool. Basically, I can't quite tell if his PSs and his PPSs. I can't quite tell if they're...
Watch your mouth, all right?
I can't... Well, I'll get there in a second.
Why don't you just read the
but
email?
But he wants to us to mention that he...
read it.
After hearing Christian complain about not getting emails, I decided to cordially invite the Spoutcast crew to Chicken and Waffles Friday night. I believe this was this past week, so I think we missed it.
You didn't even give us a chance to go.
So he does. There's a Chicken and Waffles place in the Fulton Mall downtown, and I believe this guy owns it or works there. But anyways,
Wait, who? What does it?
Let's
go. When?
We gotta go sightings.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, you won't.
It says his name's Ryan on here, so I don't know where Kyanr. This is not a plug for my own business. I do go to the Well, and other Wellians will be there. Ryan. Okay. Then moving on to the PS, PPSs, and PPPPSs. Okay. He says, PS, have you guys done a digital age episode for music? I don't know what that means. What's digital age?
I don't really know.
Okay.
Techno?
If it is, I got some jams.
Is it like all music that's done on the computer?
Which is a lot of music these days, I think.
See,
rap music is when.
Then it says, have you ever had to edit someone completely out of the episode? No, we've never.
Had to edit Josh out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But we've had to edit out like a scene, not a scene, but like a. We told a joke that was a little off color. And then at the end of this.
Well, let's rephrase. Segment, Kevin told a joke that was a little off color.
And then afterwards we thought. Let's take that one out.
Now here
it wasn't even a joke. It was a story about my life.
Yeah, it was real.
Yeah, you guys said your life is too raw for the Spoutcast.
Okay,
like,
what else is
another?
He say?
There's a PPPS. Now, I don't understand it. So help me get here. I feel like there's a bad. He senses a feud, maybe, but he says if Sarah has her way, will Kevin ever really come back?
Kevin's back, Ryan. Booyah.
What does that mean?
I guess maybe off air you said like, or maybe there's some word on the street that you hate Kevin.
No, I do every week. I say, is Kevin going to be here? Is that not true? Every week I say, where's Kevin?
Jane would be the one I would be concerned about not wanting me back.
And then his last PPP.
I'm so mad you're back, Kevin.
His last one said, PPPP. P.S. Whoa, more videos. But I think he's talking about like the video of Josh.
Yeah, he liked that.
He probably we posted a video on our Facebook
page.
So
who is this guy? Ryan what?
How do
we know him?
I got nervous that someone is going to come scare me.
But he sent us an email. So thank you for shooting us
an
email.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll see you at Chicken and Waffles.
So you got a beef with Sarah? What's the deal?
Yeah, she got a beef with you.
Is that why you've been gone? You've been trying to avoid me.
I'll tell you this. The only beef I've ever had is
from Del Taco.
You kissed my son on the lips.
No, he kissed me. And, he moved my cheeks.
He did. What? He did.
He put his hands on my face.
Face cheeks,
and
Jane.
And pulled me in for a big wet one.
He did. He gave
a wet willy. Oh!
This is a spout. We're out.
Minutes 500 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter and strife. In 525,600 minutes.